Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be sharing with you the evaluation highlights from the past year. Beyond the evaluation of subprogram 3, which will be discussed under item 4B, we completed an additional 4 evaluations this year. The results of these evaluations are summarized in the evaluation overview report. We had 2 evaluations of large interagency UN Development Account projects. The first was a project led by the Division on Investment and Enterprise, DIAE, on the post-pandemic resurgence of the MSME sector. It had a budget of $4.5 million and was implemented together with other UNCTAD divisions, the 5 UN regional commissions, and DESA. The second was the Transport and Trade Connectivity project, implemented by the Division on Technology and Logistics, DTL, together with the 5 regional commissions, and with a total budget of $5.5 million. We also had an evaluation of the Development Account project on oceans economy and trade strategies for Barbados, Belize, and Costa Rica, implemented by the Division on International Trade and Commodities, DITC, together with the UN Division for Ocean Affairs and the Law of the Sea. And there was the evaluation of the project implemented together with the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, looking at the application of sustainability and blue buy trade principles to the trade of queen conch products. In terms of the UNCTAD divisions covered by independent evaluation, we had greater focus this year on DITC with the subprogram evaluation. However, looking at evaluation coverage over the last 5 years, you can see that independent evaluations have covered programs and projects of all 5 UNCTAD divisions, as well as a statistics service. For the upcoming year, we have 8 evaluations planned. Half of our are of development account projects, again, implemented by DGDS, ALDC, and DITC. We also have the second comprehensive evaluation of the e-commerce and digital economy program, the SECO-funded Bi-Trade program, an EIF-funded project on trade facilitation in West Africa, and the EU-funded project on support to the Central European Free Trade Agreement for NTM's monitoring and reporting. When it comes to recurring issues or lessons learned across evaluations, it's important to note that evaluations of UNCTAD's work are generally positive overall. UNCTAD expertise, in particular, is highly valued by member states. In assessing areas for improvement, we looked at all evaluation recommendations made in the last 3 years. There were 23 evaluation reports with over 120 recommendations. We found that more than half of the recommendations targeted the sustainability of UNCTAD interventions, i.e. what happens to policy recommendations or action plans once the project concludes. We also have a significant number of recommendations aimed at improving project management practices, as well as further mainstreaming UN cross-cutting issues such as gender, human rights, environmental sustainability, and disability inclusion. On sustainability, often when evaluators spoke to beneficiaries of UNCTAD Technical Cooperation, for example, they would say that they required continued support or additional resources to implement policy recommendations or actions. Evaluations did identify good examples of measures taken to ensure sustainability, such as employing national consultants to act as local champions, establishing mechanisms and responsibilities for local ownership, and having a dedicated project website that continues to be updated with relevant information beyond the project. However, they concluded that more consideration could be given at the planning stages on how to incorporate sustainability measures into the design of UNCTAD programs and projects. Continued monitoring of long-term results was also recommended to improve sustainability, as it helps in identifying emerging challenges and ensuring UNCTAD interventions remain relevant and effective in addressing long-term needs. Evaluations recommended establishing partnerships to sustain results. They noted that involving different stakeholders, including vulnerable groups, from the start of the project can increase relevance, local ownership, and impact. Evaluations found that UN partners on the ground, for example, the resident coordinator offices, were not systematically engaged in UNCTAD projects. Furthermore, in jointly implemented projects with the UN regional commissions, such as the two COVID-19 development account projects, entities worked in parallel rather than together. There were few joint outputs and no joint outcomes. These evaluation findings and recommendations have already been reflected in new guidance issued for UN development account joint projects. On project planning and RBM, evaluations recognize that there has been considerable progress over the last couple of years in developing results frameworks and setting UNCTAD-wide indicators. However, evaluations recommended more targeted and nuanced indicators, especially at the outcome level, to provide a more comprehensive picture of results. They also advocated for more detailed monitoring plans with clear roles and responsibilities and dedicated resources in order to ensure that data is collected on results at the outcome and impact levels. On gender mainstreaming and disability inclusion, evaluations highlighted several good examples of how these considerations were mainstreamed into UNCTAD's work and recognized UNCTAD's efforts to collect disaggregated data. However, they concluded that more could be done. They recommended more systematic and in-depth approaches to conducting gender analysis, for example. Some evaluations noted limited access to guidance material on how to mainstream UN cross-cutting issues into UNCTAD's work and recommended additional training for UNCTAD staff. That wraps up the key lessons learned and the overview. I'm happy to respond to any questions or comments. Thank you.